Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. This is Big Facts. What the fuck is up, people? What's up?
Go ahead. I got a shout out to my boy Ian Connor. He keeps me laced with all of the new sicko.
Okay.
Born from pain.
Ain't sent me none either.
Right. So. It's coming.
Man, I see you in.
It's coming.
I see you in.
Relax. Yeah. I'll get it for you by this weekend. It's okay.
That shit fly though.
Yeah. Salute to him.
That's all my dog. I love him.
There it is. What are we talking about? What are we doing, Jay?
Okay, so look. So here's the question. And I'm sure that this is a topic that you married niggas can elaborate on.
Why you say that with such disgust?
Because everything else.
Hold on,
else.
Shout out my nigga homies.
Big homies.
Yeah.
Kodak. Put your hand in the screen, Kodak.
The hardest jersey swap ever.
The homie mania. Homie mania and the crowd goes wild.
Y'all crazy. What we talking about?
So look, this is what we talking about today. So goddamn. Would you prefer, and so that this can apply to everybody, would you prefer that your wife or your husband, for all you married people out there, if you should unfortunately succumb to death, would you prefer them to deal with somebody that you know and trust, like one of your close friends that you know would take care of them and your family? Or would you prefer for them to move on and deal with a complete and total stranger?
Why they can't deal with themselves? I'm just... Is that an option? What a third option?
Expect the bitch to be single forever?
Yes, be single.
Yeah. Forever?
I think
y'all niggas be having some real double standards.
Standards?
Man.
Because at the end of the day, bitch, you been waiting on me to die then. You ready to go? Might well go on and go now.
Especially if it's 30 days later.
If you gonna leave, you might well go on and go now.
That nigga at the funeral with you. Fuck that.
Or the fucked up thing is you know the replacement.
At the end of the day, bro, I don't know. I'm gone. I don't give a fuck what she do.
You can't do nothing because
I'm gone. I don't give a fuck what she do.
Or at least you don't.
I don't know how to say it.
Or at least you don't think you can.
But that's something crazy. I ain't even never thought of no shit like that, but.
I'm gonna honk the shit out of you,
man. I don't give a damn what you do.
Really. What you think? What you think, Jade?
So if I was married and I died and my nigga had to move on, man, listen, I'd flip my grave over if he fucked with somebody that we already knew. Like in real life. I would prefer a stranger because I feel what Black is saying, like, not even about if you moving on, you already wanted to move on, but how the fuck you gonna move on with somebody that, like, I fucked with? Like, are you crazy? Nigga, you'll never sleep another night peacefully. You or this bitch. Like, for real. Like,
I'm going to throw this out there. Y'all might not reply to me. Y'all might not want to talk about it. If y'all don't, that's cool. But how does that work with Faith Evans, Biggie, Notorious Big, Stevie J, that situation? If anybody wants to speak on it.
What happened?
Well, there was Faith and Biggie who was married. Biggie met his untimely demise.
Yeah.
And now Stevie J and Faith, if I'm not mistaken, are actually married. But Stevie J and Big were.
No, that's most definitely one thing an about interesting it, combination.
One thing about it, though, it's just like, on some real shit, just be all the way 100. Life go.
Life goes
how it's going to go.
Right, exactly.
Like, you can't predict that shit. Mm. Just being 100, like.
Would you think that, I guess.
Now, if they would have, it depend on timing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you see how this shit, sure. time had done passed by.
Yeah.
You like, it was almost 20 years after the fact.
For sure.
So it's like, you can't help who you fall for, who you know what I'm saying?
But if next week, the week after Biggie's funeral, they're wearing Cabo and shit, taking selfies.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
Oh, yeah. Bitch.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's totally different. But I feel like,
how you think
as long as she happy, I don't give a fuck who she be with.
But how you think your people would
You're
react?
You're a real nigga, bro.
I'm just being 100. I don't give a fuck who you be with.
How you think, your people would react, though? Like,
what?
But at the end people, of the day, at the end how, of the day, you
know they're going to act funny.
Yeah, bro, because we come from a different
ethnic. Right. What, nigga?
No, we come from a different background, though.
Right.
He sounded like that nigga that was in the crowd. So
you know our people look like. Our people look like goddamn. We family too.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So that's different, like.
But again, on the flip side of that shit, though, at the end of the day, well, I'm gonna just say this: unless it's kids involved, but if it's not any kids involved, then like their opinions should kind of sort of be taken into consideration, but not really because we're all adults. And at the end of the day, you have to do what you need to do to make yourself happy.
So there's this thing that
I'm not
hear.
Saying be disrespectful with the shit. But, you know, you can't live your life based off of other people's opinions.
No facts.
Is the person moving on for love or just sex?
See, what y'all
gonna say? What if don't have or to sex? Do with one?
What y'all gonna get married so for
sex? What else is there? That's what I'm asking.
But if it's for love, I'm all for it. Because, like, when you lose somebody, I've never been in that situation, so I can't, like, technically speak on it, losing like a husband or a spouse or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I can only imagine, like, when you lose somebody that's that close to you, that you really love that much, there's a huge void there that eventually deserves to be refilled. Especially like if you were a faithful spouse and like you never cheated on them, you never like did no fuck shit to them or whatever, whatever, you deserve to find love again and you deserve to be happy again.
Mm. I can't argue with that. I have no debate.
Yeah,
I'll let Kodak debate with you. You win. Jay's on fire today. It's gonna be a great day on Big Facts.
Nah, for real. Shit,
any other questions, Jay? Anything else you would like to say, Jay?
Because
you're on fire today.
Since we're talking about, you know, like love and, you know, whatever, whatever. When you're dealing with people with kids, right? Like male or female, however you want to do it. Are kids like a deal breaker because of the possibility of the nature of the relationship with
the baby mama,
other parent?
Yes.
Deal break, you saying to be in a relationship with or just hitting that shit?
I mean, anybody can fuck. I'm talking about a relationship.
But that's how relationships start, though.
It depends on how much you like that other person.
How relationships start, too, though.
Mm-hmm. I salute the men who have got with women and that's helping to take care of other people's kids, especially if the prior man ain't taking care of that
I salute
kid.
The women that deal with niggas that have kids and they have to put up with their baby mama shit.
Salute that too. Now, could I do it? I couldn't do it, but I salute them. And the
you
people
couldn't do what, Shrink?
I probably couldn't take care of someone else's kid. Me, personally.
Why?
It's just me. I can't explain it. I probably couldn't do it. And another part of it would probably be, is the baby father, like, does he exist or doesn't exist? If he exists, I definitely probably.
But see, here's another thing too that I want to say.
It's just that's just how I wired. But if he up the road or no longer here or whatever the case, that's cool. Because like we done said before, I just feel like it's always a little boundary with they had a kid together. There's some there.
But see, speaking about that just, though,
my feeling.
Speaking about
majority,
that,
not like, everybody.
With the other parent and all of that shit, because I'm gonna just like speak from a place of experience. Like I've dealt with niggas with kids before, but a lot of times when I see like females deal with niggas with kids, they try to create tension with the kid's mom. Like when they're dealing with a nigga with kids, they try to create tension with the kid's mom and like create shit. You know what I'm saying? Between them thinking that's gonna make their relationship with the nigga easier if he's upset with the baby mama. Mm-hmm. But I've learned through my wisdom and my years that when you're dealing with a nigga with kids, if his relationship with his baby's mama isn't like, isn't coasting clearly and isn't like smooth, then like you're never going to have any type of real peace in your relationship, because it's always going to be the confusion over here. So like, or like with me, like with the niggas that I've dealt with kids, I felt like it was in my best interest to promote that you have a good relationship with this bitch and that you get along with this bitch for the sake of your kids. Because at the end of the day, whatever goes on over here, I don't give a fuck how much you say it doesn't or who you say you are or whatever. It spills over into your other relationships. And if your shit is rocky over here, it's always going to be a problem over here. If you cool with this bitch, you getting along with this bitch, y'all are co-parenting, you know what I'm saying, your kids are straight, whatever, whatever, then your home is going to be okay because you don't have anything else to worry about.
So you're saying just spread positivity all around, like just
yeah, I don't understand why females do that. Like, I get it.
It's possessive. Yeah, no, possessive.
No, I get it. Possessive. Totally. But it's just like at the end of the day, like,
yeah, how you supposed to be able to tell your tell them who to have around the kid though?
Simple. What, like, okay, for me, like my daughter, dad, and I, we're not together. But if he's dating whomever he's dating, he do what he want to do. But when he in something serious, I tell him, like, if you want to have my daughter meet her, I need to meet her too. I need to know who she gonna be around. It's the same thing if I'm dating somebody, and once we get serious and my daughter gonna be around him, I will want my daughter, dad, and him to be able to be cool. So
what if he not
just out of respect?
But what if y'all ain't even cool like that? Like, shit, why you in my business? Who with my business?
I mean, your business is your business, but my child becomes our business.
But it's our child, though.
And it becomes our business together.
That seems like motherfuckers just want to be in the business.
No, not necessarily.
At the end of the day, I don't feel like, I'm saying, if I felt like you was the type of person that would let some harm happen to my baby then, or like you want the motherfuckers to let somebody do some shit to you and the baby, then hell yeah, I need to question that. But if you love this baby as much as me, hey man, when you with her, you with her.
I need to know who the other person is, because if I can't get a hold to you, I need to be able to get a hold to her.
Right or wrong,
that's how I feel personally. Whoever gonna be around my child, I need to know. Yeah,
they with their mama. That's how I look at it.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
But how you gonna really know? They could just do it without telling you.
Do what?
Have the kid around somebody you don't know.
Oh, the kid's gonna spill it.
Man, the kid will spill it for sure. They will spill it, but I'm saying.
The kid's gonna spill it regardless.
What if they don't spill it immediately or whenever?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to turn into smoke. You get what I'm saying? I'm not sitting here saying.
I don't understand like how you have rules within parenting. How you gonna tell me a rule?
Boundaries.
How you gonna tell me a boundary within my child? It's my child.
It's our child.
So let's say no. I kind of see what you're coming from.
Half with me, half of it's mine, well, man.
My half with me today.
Yeah, my half with me today, and I'm finna do what we do.
I mean, that's
so you finna
cool.
tell me, goddamn, when he come with you, he need to go, goddamn.
Don't have him listen to that rap music.
He need to listen to jazz. You need to go to the Nutcracker.
Nobody said that.
Fuck all that. We do. Cause I'm your dad. This me. So you want me to put it? You want me to put this front on for my kid?
This devil's advocate.
Not necessarily.
Now this devil's advocate. Listen, you have a son, right? You have a little son. You have a woman. Y'all break apart. The woman moves on, right?
Mm-hmm.
The woman decides she wants to date a police officer, right? Mm-hmm. All right, she's dating a police officer. You raising your son a certain way, right?
For the police.
But the police officer is telling your son something completely different.
Man, that's hey, a conflict. Man, if it's my son,
right?
He gonna come and tell me like, get with that hoe ass nigga try to tell.
But to tell me.
I'm not finna say shit. You on game? I don't got to say shit.
Got you.
But what if your son come to you and be like, well, daddy, what you talking about is wrong because officer who knocked
okay,
your mama
then.
Said,
police ass nigga, you a police. I can't tell you what to be.
Yeah, Officer JJ just told me, goddamn.
Okay, that's what you choose your path, son.
All right, I'm just saying.
Now you make your kid choose. Oh, yeah, choose your path, son. Stay over there with that nigga.
Nah, you don't have to stay. You're steering my son. But you chose that.
What?
You chose that.
But that ain't what you want. That ain't what you want for your son.
It don't matter what I want for my son. He has his own mind, bro. When you try to make a nigga, that's how these niggas be going crazy and being miserable and shit, bro.
True.
When you try to make them be something you want them to be.
True. True. Facts.
You gotta let these people be them.
Facts.
Big facts. All right.
They got their own brain.
Everybody got their own. Yeah, we got one of these bitches separate. Dedicate my head to be glued to his.
Yeah.
For him to think with my brain.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't argue with that. Playing devil's advocate.
I don't care what you want to be. If you want to be, I'm going to support it. Like, I'm going to show you what, you know what I'm saying, what I think.
If you want to be a real nigga like me, that's cool. But if you want to be an Officer JJ ass nigga,
but we can't say
right
officers
ahead.
Not real. Some of them officers are real.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can be an officer to a lawyer, to a mayor, to a congressman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never know. You just probably could be going through the ranks. So I can't never say, I can't tell you my way is right mm-hmm. or his way is wrong. I can't say it.
So the bank would never say, I don't want my kid around that nigga.
I don't want my kids around nobody, no pedophile.
Okay.
That's I don't want my right. kids around that type of shit. Like, you got rumors on you on this shit like that.
Right.
But that rumors. Type shit. Hey, man, believe all rumors.
That shit's too close for comfort.
See, damn at that them. Point that if
they should have said that about you.
Exactly. But if
what even made
them
say that?
This is my child.
What but even then made at that point, that? You as the father is sitting here telling child, mom, I don't want this person around my kid. And no. y'all should be able to have that comment.
But I'm saying, she at the end of the day, I ain't finna even fuck with no woman who finna be fuck with no nigga like that anyway.
I mean, that's
so I'm thinking about like me, like if I'm finna put a baby in a female,
mm-hmm.
I damn near know her character
for sure.
No matter we say fuck each other, what. You still love your child.
We talk.
I thought you loved.
We talk about the people. We talk about the people that might have.
God damn.
We talk about the people that might have slipped up and made one though.
Yeah. Hey man, when it come like that, man, you know what I'm saying? You just have to. You slip up and make them, and then you have to wait till the child get of.
If you slip up and make them, then you need to slip up and take them. If you see the day in a bad situation,
until child get of age and y'all develop a relationship.
Mm.
To me,
mm-hmm. gotcha.
Like when niggas be trying to, I want to see my baby. The baby got down 3 months. The baby don't even know you, bro. You just trying to go through this with this female,
right?
Like fuck that. Let her grow to see you. Whenever she lets you see, cool. Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Before you go through the drama of it,
mm-hmm.
continuously put forth effort. to see your child, by all means. Mm-hmm. But before you go through some shit that you know, because females be trying to throw their hook out though.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Facts.
They be trying to throw the hook out there. So if you Facts. Want you, if you bite it, it's going to fuck you up, not her. Mm.
What's the hook?
Huh?
What's the hook?
You know, the bait.
Bullshit.
My baby needs some Pampers and it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
But get them. I'm the type of nigga. I'm going to do everything to the max.
Right.
Besides fuck with you.
Right.
Everything else to the max. Like, right. Bitch, I don't care. Wear me out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody about to bring it. Okay, yes. Yes. So you doing some bullshit when I ask to see my child.
Yeah.
See, nigga be trying to goddamn take the shit out on the kid. Like, shit, man, I don't want you to let me see that nigga. Fuck, I look like buying some shoes. Yeah. It's still your child.
Right.
Big
right. You're right. Better than Kodak's motto of fuck them kids.
Nah.
Kodak's motto.
You know, if I get a little kid and he acting like he crying every time he want to come, yeah. But fuck you. Like, I'm not finna force you to fuck with me there. I go out right. of energy.
Right.
No, but damn, what it is.
You right. got bad vibes.
Yeah. If you crying and you acting like a little round the house and shit, you don't like you. What's going on. I'm saying if you know me. If you don't know me or not, still I'm your. We done explain to you I'm your father. So you acting like something else, and I'm being nice.
You taking my kindness for weakness.
Come get this nigga, man. What else?
I don't have time.
Till you grow older and understand, because sometimes females and males, I ain't just gonna put it all on females. Sometimes they try to brainwash
the kids.
About the other person. Mm-hmm. Like the way you feel, you want to make the way you feel about this person, you want this kid to feel like that.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's when the kids grow up, the kids understand which parent was the problem.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. the most suckish shit in the world.
Right.
Like, okay, bitch, I might have been a fuck nigga to you.
Yeah.
I probably did everything in the world to you.
Yeah.
But I ain't did shit to my kid. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Period.
So why are you trying to... You know what I'm saying? Why
trying to take it.
I see that shit happen all the time, though.
You're trying to take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it's now boundaries. Like, bro, you know so many niggas go through that shit, bro. Especially niggas, you know, these rap niggas, superstar. Street like, niggas, they kids everybody. Be looking like, because he really love his mom, and he feel like, you left my mama. Really, I can't deal with that bitch.
Yeah, big facts.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened, we can't deal with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But niggas will try to goddamn, she over it. You know what I'm saying? You know you're using the kid as a tool or a weapon.
A pawn.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if I hated my baby mama to the maximum. I'm not finna tell her son that. Mm-hmm. Mm. Or her daughter that. I'm not finna just be like, until they get old enough and start voicing their opinion, like, my mama's bullshit. Yeah, she is.
Ben told you.
Yeah. I just want you to say it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, but I ain't finna put in your head that.
And plant those seeds.
Yeah, I ain't finna do that. How?
Mm-hmm. To let it be what it's going to be.
What do you suggest for people that's going through these problems and have baby mama, baby daddy issues and they don't want to bring courts involved? Like, how would you tell them to handle that situation?
You got
to
pray about that.
They just got to make it about the child instead of about each other. If it was about the child, everything will work smooth.
Big facts.
Every time.
Big facts.
Yeah, if it's about the child, everything will work smooth. When it's about goddamn you, like how you pull up a... I might be busy. I might not can't get over there, but shower can come get her right quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm finna take a shower. But still, I'm still finna come do. Somebody can come get her, but you don't like that. I don't want nobody to know. I stay out there, whatever.
Yeah,
like all that shit just be
some bullshit.
People still have emotions. I mean, feelings for each other. So that's why, like what Screen said, like I couldn't have a woman with a baby dad with baby daddy issues. I couldn't, because at the end of the day, like they bring me in, and now like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like if I see you upset about another nigga,
oh, right?
Like, I'm gonna get upset. You trying to act like it's about this child, but you upset about this nigga,
right? Something ain't right. That's real shit.
That's true.
That's real.
Right, like, how can I sit around?
Your mood is fucked up.
With your mood fucked up, me and you, we got right. bickering at each other.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was just saying about, like, when you deal with people with kids, you have to encourage them to have a healthy relationship with the other parent. Because that's just like with me or Shy or Cash, like, why am I finna sit around you and you sitting up here with your face all turned up and you got an attitude about this bitch?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're
rather not deal with this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're saying
you can't deal with it. I'm rather saying
not and can't.
You can't make them have a good relationship.
Rather can't.
Because they were having a fucked up relationship before you even got them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true too.
Nah, but
yeah.
On a, on
how,
a,
they, how they get sometimes. To you? If so their relationship wasn't bad, they would have never made it to
but
you.
But see, on the flip side of that shit, at the end of the day, whoever they dealt with before me could have been a messy ass person just like the baby mama.
Yeah, just
and they were just bumping heads because both of these hoes were messy. Me, I don't get a kick out of that shit.
We ain't talking about you bumping heads. What we saying? He bumped heads with his baby mama.
No, but what I'm saying to you is because the bitch that he was probably dealing with before me was on that, like, fuck this whole whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, me, I want you guys to have a nice relationship.
You don't get what I'm saying. You don't get what I'm saying.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but you listen to what I'm saying, Jay. I'm saying you're not the problem. You and the lady are not an issue. These two people have an issue.
But what I'm saying, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Them two just only have an issue. No matter who, whatever the female do, no matter what now one of his girls do, they got an issue because they got some type of bun and some type of conflict that could never be resolved between each other.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Okay. Like, you know how niggas like,
that ain't got shit to
I hate
with you.
This bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, so every time they got them, they get in, every time they have to interact.
It'd be something.
It's extra. A confrontation.
It's a conversation then, but you got to be in the car with this nigga while he upset about another bitch.
Okay.
And it's fucking y'all energy up.
So the only thing, you can do is
like, what you going to say? Calm down, baby. I know she. Now you going to start like, what's up with this hoe, man?
That's how that shit starts. That inseparable.
When they're upset, are they upset about?
Let me get this out. Please, let me get this out. But my thing is, okay, yeah, it might be like, okay, for real, like what's really up with this hoe? But at the end of the day, it's possible for me to be able to try to calm him down to the point where maybe he could possibly find a resolution. It's possible.
I'm not trying to fix another relationship.
Continuously.
Yeah, I'm not trying. Yeah.
But this ain't a but technically this ain't supposed to be a relationship.
I know that's the problem. It's creating relationship issues. It's anger and yelling and arguing. That's you care. If you don't give a fuck, you don't care, you don't get mad, you don't argue. When you don't can't nobody you don't give a fuck about touch none of your emotions. Because you don't give a fuck.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying
That's to what say. I'm saying
you,
with that.
And you sit around and watch your nigga get his emotion touched by another female.
Right. He's that's not you. Name. You know you can make him mad, but now it's somebody else that can make him mad.
Nah, that's out.
Anytime she
wants
to.
I ain't going for that.
That's what I'm saying. That's the part. It's not about the kid. We love the kids.
It ain't about the kid.
Yet. It ain't about the kids. It's about that shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
If she could just make you mad, but, and it don't have nothing
right.
to do with the kid.
Like, I'm finna call over there and fuck up their night.
We chilling.
You know what I'm saying? I know if I call over there, it's gonna fuck up their night.
Every time this nigga go for it, every time, like.
Yeah, that's out.
I'm just finna pull up. I'm gonna see you in a minute.
Damn, no. Oh, no, I ain't going for that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, but you know how that shit go.
Yeah, I ain't going
for that.
But what that started though? After that, then what comes after that? Now you don't like this bitch.
I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm. First, you gonna nigga, you tripping?
Yeah.
Now I don't like this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a whole triangle of bullshit.
They're like dealing with somebody who's not over their ex.
I'm just saying.
Baby mamas and baby daddies. Not every baby mom, baby dad had this issue though.
Nah, hell nah.
Yeah.
Most must be cool.
If both, it'd be like this, bro. If both party move on and be happy.
Yes.
Then, yeah.
It probably worked better when they moved on with someone else and have other kids all just completely moved on and they're good. It probably works better that way.
Keep them busy.
That's what I'm saying. Something is keeping them busy. But when
if they have to be kept busy, then they really haven't moved on.
I'm going to tell you what be create envy. From couples, bro.
Good word.
When niggas got them see, like, nigga, you doing all the shit I wanted.
Mm.
When female, like.
Right.
Big facts.
You got with them and got it right.
Yeah, you got with them and got it right.
Yeah.
You can't worry about that because it's you holding that back. If this shit would, it had to be your problem if it worked, right?
Right.
Not necessarily.
It had to be our problem.
Thank you.
If it was a problem,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the chemistry. Sometimes the chemistry don't bring that out.
That one gonna never get to this.
A different woman gonna bring something different out. A man and vice versa.
My homeboy told me some shit I never forget to this day. He told me having a baby mama is like having an op that you can't kill.
big facts.
No matter what, you gotta let him live. Like, no matter what. Shit, like,
the big facts right
big
now.
Big facts.
That shit crazy, man. Some of these hoes be like fucked up, though, for real. Like, I don't know. These niggas, too. But it just shit goes both ways. I don't know.
Jay's on fire. www.bigfaxpod.com. Let's go.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.